Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, my little friends.
Hey.
I'm saying hello to my little friends.
I don't get it. What? Really? What are you saying?
I'm saying hello to my little friends. To my little friends. No? Okay. Never mind.
You know, you sound like the character from Despicable Me for a second.
Oh.
Say hello to my little friends.
Whatever.
Still not really getting it, but
yeah, I don't get it. Are we the little friends?
You are. You're my little friends.
Oh, we are. Okay.
You're all little. You're all on my Zoom. You're little friends.
All right.
God, is it so hard? Is it really so hard? We got three more days till Friday. Make it back.
I'm trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would drive. Ooh, that's all I want.
That's all I want.
That's all I want.
Anyway.
Start the day off with a bad joke, but good job.
Sorry about it. Get the bad ones out of the way early. Oh, it's going to be miserable all day today. I can tell.
What?
By the strength of the weather. I mean, we're not going to be miserable. We're going to be delightful, as usual.
Duh.
Hello.
Hold on. I want to hear your prediction, as you can tell by the what?
The rain. I can tell by the weight of the, like, just the sort of sturdiness of the rainfall. It's not just like a little patter. It doesn't feel like, and it's not so hard that it feels like a squall that's going to pass over. It just
like,
feels like it's
it
going
like
to rain.
Misting when I was coming in. It didn't
yeah,
really
I have actually
be.
That it's going to rain early, but it's going to clear today.
Oh, that'd be great. See? Only miserable in the morning. That'd be so great. I feel like I have
just,
a lot.
As you were saying that, I'm like, I just looked all this up. It's going to clear. I mean, yeah. Not fully clear, but it'll stop raining.
It just feels early. Steady. And like every time I go out underneath the skylight in the kitchen, I'm like, damn, that is just pounding. So that's good news. That's great.
Yeah, San Francisco has partly clear by 11 and Ooh. Clear by 3.
Oh my God, that's great. You got a Marin prediction for me?
No.
All right. I'll look that up myself. No problem.
San Jose, partly cloudy by 3 p.m. So right, yeah, we're going to get it early here, but then it'll taper off and that's it for the week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got rain on Wednesday.
On your app?
Just on the Mill Valley weather I typed in. It says today, actually it's partly cloudy today, raining right now. Partly cloudy by later. What's that?
Mill Valley is what mine says.
What says?
My weather channel thing says Mill Valley 8% chance.
For tomorrow.
For today.
Oh, for today.
No, tomorrow I've got, it looks like it's, I mean, it's only two lines coming out of the cloud, so does that mean it's going to rain some of the time?
Who knows what those emojis mean?
I know, it would be great if there was like a legend.
And at each time, I'm just like, okay, whatever.
But then Thursday, Friday, Saturday are a sun and no clouds whatsoever, so that looks good.
Yeah, no, we're it's, well, whatever, I mean.
Well, we want rain.
Yeah. Better now than in times when we can be out and doing something useful.
Yeah, I you know, it's funny because whenever there's rain predicted, it's always like the day I got to go do something. I have a bunch of tax stuff to do.
Don't do that outside.
No, but I got to drop it. You know, you don't. I go to the guy's place and drop it off and pick up the thing. Oh, Jesus. You know, I hate leaving my house. I hate leaving my house anyway. And then, you know, go and get, plus you got to do all the work leading up to it because you got to fill out the whole thing and get all your paperwork together and just, you know, taxes. So fun.
You know, I don't like being out in the rain either, but I do need to leave the house. I'm surprised that you aren't sort of a moment to get away. No?
No, I'm out, you know, on a regular day, if it's not pouring, I'm outside anyway, you know, between my fish and my yard and going.
No,
for...
I mean away from the house, get away.
No, no, I like being at the house.
Okay.
You know, I don't have a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old, so or 7-year-old. Yeah. You know, I'm happy. Like, in fact, if anything, my kids will be like, let's go for a bike ride. I'm like, all right, you know, if we have to, we could just sit out here on the back porch. You know.
Glad it's going good for you.
Yeah. It's well, I definitely do not face the challenges that you do, my friend. My lethal friend.
Well, it's not just me. I mean, this has not been fun for a lot of people. So
yeah, no doubt.
No doubt.
Right. So what did you do yesterday?
You know, yesterday was sort of recap. When you lose a weekend on the road,
mm-hmm.
I just find myself going, okay, now I get to go have some fun. And yesterday I didn't, unfortunately. I had a bunch of stuff to do here with the, there's... I played hide and go seek in the middle of the day for 2 hours, which sounds nice. Like, why isn't that fun? It's not fun. Kids are so bad at it. They're terrible.
Yeah. You really feel like you're just killing time with a semi-interaction until you can get away from them. I feel you. I had kids.
Oh, man. It's so brutal. So we played that and we played some stuffed animals and, you know, right in the kid, if she even know my littlest, the 2-year-old, if she even notices your interest wavering, she's like, play with me. Okay.
Oh, boy.
She cracks the whip. Like, don't look away.
Yeah. Well, and then you feel like as a father or as a parent, you owe it to them to, you know, try to make it interesting and it. But you got grown-up things on your mind and all the crap you got to do and the laundry you got to toss in and maybe clean this or get rid of that. And it's just, it's so difficult. They're so boring. Kids are so boring.
Well, stuffed animals is really, really bad stuff.
Well, I'm surprised you don't have like all characters that you do and little voices that you do. I mean, you're a story guy. Don't you
make
up some elaborate scenario?
I have a short time interest in that. I can give you a solid hour. If I have 1 hour to fill, I can be the best daycare guy in the world. I can't do this all day. I have no interest in it. I hate that. I'm sure that sounds like I'm a terrible parent, but I really don't want to play all day. I'm a grown man with stuff to do.
Right.
So.
Well, it's good that you at least break it down for a while, because honestly, they're going to remember this. Like these are going to be huge times for them. Like the fact that they were home in the house. She will, though. It'll be part of who she is going forward.
She'll know by picture. Like, we took our kids skiing, which was a huge event when she was 3. She has no memory of that.
It's not about the memory of the actual thing. It's about the person being there. That I could look for my dad and he was there. And it's not even like a conscious thought. It's that guy loves me and is there when I need him. Like, that's what they're going to carry forward from this stuff. This is going to be this past year, which has been hell for everyone. For kids, they're like, that was, you know,
the best time of my life.
The best time of my life. My parents.
I'm 27 and I'm still a daddy's girl.
Oh,
yeah.
I know. I was always a daddy's girl too.
Yeah.
My daddy was gone all the time. It was just that when I saw him, it was so great. You know. He'd take me for a ride in his car, you know, that kind of crap. It's you're doing great, Vinny. I am actually incredibly proud of you as a parent.
Well, I appreciate that, but I also feel like I have a conscience. I did make these kids. I do feel pressured to take care of them. I don't want to be stuck in the house. I don't.
No, of course
it's
not.
It's terrible for my soul.
But you're not saying this to them.
No.
You say it to us. We're your therapists. You can come on here and grouse all you want. That's like that's what we do.
But you're not making
them feel bad.
Right. I'd much rather hear what you guys did today, though. That's what I did. I played hide and go seek. I took care of my kids for most of the morning, and then Maka showed up.
Oh, nice.
And I ran for it.
Yeah. And, What'd you run to? What'd you do?
Nowhere. The surf was all chewed up, and I didn't have time because I had a 3 o'clock HOA appointment.
Oh, lucky.
And I had to do that, and then the day was done. Then it was dinner and bed. Oh. There's a day. And I kept hearing rumors about stuff with the Niners and was like, the Niners just traded for Kirk Cousins. Is that true? And then I can't see it anywhere else. So I don't know what's going on out there in this world, but rumors make news.
They do.
And then they go away. I'm like,
right. And it's hard too, because sometimes you just hear a rumor that you like and you're like, oh, I'm going with that. And then it turns out that was just a rumor.
Right.
It's really, you know, you got to find like 3 sources on stuff these days. At least.
Yeah, by the way, that I can't source that story I just said to you, so that's not true. Anyway, that's what I did. What'd you do? Let's hear out what fun times are like.
Well, it's not that it's fun. It's just that I read my book for a long time yesterday, and that was cool. So I like that.
What are you reading?
Just a sci-fi thing, one in a series of like 15, you know. It's called Expeditionary Force. I like it. Skippy the AI. I like it. So I did that for a while.
Force. Never even heard of that.
No, it's I read a lot. I read so much that I try to find like long series of books. And there's several that I'm reading from various authors that every time they drop a new book, I'm like, yes. Oh, and I jump right back into that story.
Uh-huh.
Like they're serials, I guess, you know. They're regular length books, but they're not like Stephen King books, which are just for... Oh, my God, Vinny. I meant to tell you about this. This show, Castle Rock, that I'm watching, I think...
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I think it's on, like... I think it's on Amazon. I'm not positive. I never know where anything is anymore. I'm sure you can find it, though, right? So here's the thing about Castle Rock. It's not the greatest show of all time, but it's cool, and it's got... And the stories are good. Season 2 was great. Like, I liked season 1. We liked it. We liked the story. It's set in this town, Castle Rock in Maine. And then the second season starts, and it's and we're just, by the second episode, we're like, oh, my God, this is even better than the first season. But for me and you, because we're such big Stephen King fans, it's like a treasure trove of Easter eggs for Stephen King fans. The character names are... You know, like Annie Wilkes was the lady who tortured the guy in Misery, and the main character in the second season's name is Annie Wilkes.
Like, I see.
So there's all these little things, like the sheriff, Alan Pangborn, was a guy from like some short story that he'd written, or there's just all these little things. We kept going like, oh, and they cast people from other movies that have been made about Stephen King books or whatever, like Sissy Spacek, who did Carrie,
right?
She's one of the stars in the first season. Tim Robbins is from Shawshank,
right?
He's like one of this terrible dude in the second season, and Shawshank Prison is like a character in the show. It's really good. Like I keep thinking about you because it's like, oh, Vinny, oh, he'll know. You know, because John and I are just geeking out on this stuff. And if you're a Stephen King fan, it's great. You know, the last Stephen King thing I tried to watch was The Stand. You know, over the years they've done, The Stand is, I love that book. It's one of his best books, I think. Mm-hmm. Captain Trips is his disease. And like, now is the time to be reading stories about diseases that sweep through and, you know, here in the pandemic.
Why do I always bet wrong on everything? You know, every time I've seen pandemic stories, I've always thought, so stupid. Every time.
I know.
Movies they've made, I've always thought, that is just, you know, a bad thing to show people since that could never happen. And here we are.
Right. Sure. Well, look, I watch The Stand and or read The Stand and think, well, at least it's not Captain Trips. You know,
okay.
This is, I'll take COVID over Captain Trips, that's for sure.
Good point.
So anyway, we started the new series. It's like a mini series remake of The Stand, and it's absolutely terrible. We suffered through 2 episodes and just went, no thanks, we're not doing this, it's lame. And so that was the last thing I had suffered through. And then The Dome, you remember when they tried to make the dome into a TV show?
Yeah, I watched that for a minute and I didn't
terrible.
Like it.
Had nothing to do with the book. It was so stupid. Even the nature of the dome was different. So there have been a lot of disappointing kind of re-envisionments and remakes of Stephen King stuff. This is completely outside of that. It's not one of his stories redone. It's just sort of like an homage to Stephen King and how crazy and great he is.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I started from bed, well, from this spot that I sit on a bed. I watched Career of Evil is the book before White.
Lethal White.
So I went back on the CB Strike series and started that just to sort of remind myself where we were. And I've seen Career of Evil. Like all of a sudden I'm going, oh, this is before she gets.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this. So I've seen that part. So I'm going to move ahead and go to the Lethal White.
Which we started that last night. That's so funny that you're doing.
Oh, you did?
We should say that CB Strike is a show. I guess it's an HBO show. We had a hard time finding that episode. Like, there were a lot of places where you could get the first two seasons and then you couldn't get three and four. And I think there's only two episodes of the fourth season out, and they're short, right? Aren't they like three or four episodes each?
The season that I'm looking at now, unless it's only offering me two episodes and there's more, it's only two episodes.
Only two.
Right. It was a full hour with no commercials for the first episode last night.
Right.
So, but that's really, you know, you don't need to, that one of the problems I think is when you're doing these things is, are you going to drag it out and then put a bunch of fluff in?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to plow through this story? You know, you got to decide how you're going to edit that stuff, I guess.
Right.
2 hours is sufficient.
Well, it's like they make a kind of a longish movie about each of the seasons. I don't believe that there are multiple. Well, there's, I don't know. I think maybe the first season was three episodes. But right, they're not super long. And we waited a long time for this fourth season. The
characters the books are great. The television show is okay.
Yeah. I know. I don't love the casting on Strike.
I love Robin.
Robin is great.
Uh-huh. But I'm not into who plays CB.
He's all right.
Eh.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. But he's supposed to be this sort of hulky guy with pubic hair, you know, on his head. Like, he's supposed to not be, he's like too cute or something.
I don't know.
Anyway, CB Strike, this is Cormoran Strike books. They're written by J.K. Rowling, writing as Robert Galbraith. So it's like a pen name that she took just to release these ones. And they're just solid mysteries. And like all the J.K. Rowling stuff, love or hate whatever she had to say about transgender women, which wasn't great, and, you know, half got her half canceled. She can make you care. She just knows how. She's a great writer, all other things aside. And those books are great. The fifth one I finished already. That book is great. I can't wait to see that made into this TV show too. So
you are plowing through books.
Dude, back to me not having a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old and having whole days to fill in the winter when I can't get outside and garden. And, you know, it's read, watch TV, or play video games, or clean. Cleaning's the new thing.
Well, all of the above, right? How many hours did you do on your Oculus?
Zero yesterday. I got such a bad headache from it over the weekend. I did it a lot over the weekend. I finished this escape room one that I'm in, and I started a new kind of escape room style one. And I got such a ripping headache that I'm actually afraid to put the thing back on.
Oh.
I know. I was like, I can't, because it went on.
Bridget, you do that yet?
I don't have that one, no.
I've had them before.
I've had kind of a, like, it was a prototype or something like that. But I've played with one of my friends back in the day. That was fun. It was like golf and all kinds of weird stuff. But I could really see that, you know, taking over sometime soon. You know, that one time I did do something for, it was Cinemark Theaters. Mm-hmm. And we went out there and they had us with guns and we'd wear a vest. And you basically run around and you could shoot things and people. And so you can shoot each other. It's kind of like laser tag, but you're in a virtual world. And there's enemies that are jumping. And then, you know, you hop on this.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned
this. Yeah, it's funny. No, I didn't. I'm not really a seasick type guy. But it was really cool because it had this like elevator type thing, and it was incorporated within the video game. So you jump, like physically go onto this little platform, and you go, but you're in a world where you're actually going up this, you know, this in a war zone, and you're getting ready to shoot the enemies. It was super cool.
Yeah.
So they're
incredibly. You really are slightly disoriented when you take the thing off and you realize you've just been standing in your living room for all that time. they're brilliant. And I actually think it's kind of a good thing that I personally can't stay in there that long because I feel like I would. Right. Like it's so beautiful. And even just like the room that they sit you in, like I would just sit in there and read a book. It's beautiful. Just look around. Oh, it's gorgeous. Look at this.
What do you mean read a book?
Well, I can't read a book. If I could, I would sit in these living rooms. Because your home base is kind of a living room.
But you can't see through that thing at all, right?
No.
Right,
you can, okay. If you double clack the side of the thing with your handheld thing, it gives you something called see-through, which is the camera on the front of the thing shows you what your room looks like so you can navigate, so you can walk to the kitchen without tripping over anything and without removing this contraption that you have screwed down to your head. I mean, it's literally, you are captive in this thing. You put it on and then you tighten up the back of it and it wraps your head. It's a pain in the ass to get on and off.
It's a helmet.
Basically, it is a helmet. They should almost just give you a helmet. It would be easier to get that thing on and off.
And safer if you fall.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Anyway. Look at the time. Let's
do this.
Let's do
All
it.
All right.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.